Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, everyone, it's such a pleasure to announce that the People's Platform, Free Alabama Movement's Blog Talk Radio show, is back. This show was created for those of us who are incarcerated to give us a voice.
I don't think that was supposed to play. And there's nobody in queue.
Okay. So we're utilizing this line to do a call, right?
I beg your pardon?
I said we're just utilizing the Blog Talk line to do a call, conference call, right?
Why?
Yeah. Okay.
A recording would have been okay.
Mm-hmm. How many people are we anticipating to call in?
Not exactly sure, probably several, depending on what times and whatnot that they'll be able to. At least about.
It doesn't show anybody in the queue right now.
No more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in their back than fire back. We're tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. It's documented, I'm in it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding it once, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now, many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
Your average black male, then a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respect.
So, Obi, you can see who this is, okay? 4007. If the last four digits are 4007, will you press 1 and come off of mute?
This is right over at State. Can you hear me?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, this is right over at State.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, listening to the show. I'm glad we're back on. A lot of stuff going on. Just want to listen. I can just input in right now.
We're glad to be back on and to get everybody back together.
Good.
He's going, it sounds like interference, like, you know, a little staticky. I don't know if anybody else hears it, but I can hear it, like, when you know, sounds like more callers that come in, that's when it starts to break up.
So, okay.
Am I clear to you now, still?
You're clear.
Okay.
I needed a lot. Yeah, more people are coming in.
Okay, okay.
What we can do is we could ask all callers if they come in to please place their phones on mute.
So coming in, we have all the lines muted so that it's clear for everyone to hear. If you'll press 1, if you want to speak, that way I can unmute you, and that'll work best so everybody can hear. And we're just waiting for a few more people to come in.
Get on with the show, then. Read for us to wait for you. We're here.
You ready?
Already here. Issues ain't waiting. The DLC ain't waiting. So there's no reason for us to be waiting.
You can go ahead.
I mean, did you have an intro or something for the show? What?
I did. I played the music.
Okay. All right. So, what's the topic for the show? What are we discussing tonight?
OB.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, tonight. Really, we're going to be making an introduction with between the non-divine, members of the non-divine, members of the Free Alabama Movement, and members of the Queen Fam team. We're fortunate to have a member of the Queen Fam team here with us today as hosts, and we'll be hearing from them. This here is a very volatile period with all that's going on concerning the coronavirus. So that is going to be one of the topics discussed today. And additionally, hopefully, the Queen team will be able to share with us what some of their work is as a way to encourage many of us who might be on the line today who I'm not actually be doing anything as far as the activism or the kinds of activism that is necessary to help those who are on the inside in their fight for justice or to get out of prison or just for better conditions, whatever it might be, whatever the case might be. So first we'll look for any updates from anything. Bro-san, do you have any updates that you'd like to share?
At this time, not really. I mean, we all still kind of waiting for information to develop about this coronavirus situation. Several more officers are out, so we really don't know where that stands right now. We're still looking at these issues with the Alabama legislature. They got those bills up there. We're trying to figure out what direction those bills are going. And then what we can do to get involved in the legislative process to try to get some of our issues put out there, because it's my opinion that, you know, you have these people that are set on these study groups, they've used all these taxpayer funds, and then they've come out with these bare-bone bills that really don't address these issues. And so I think that if we have issues and we feel like our issues are not being addressed through those channels, which they're not, then we have to start looking at what channels we're going to start creating for ourselves to try to get our issues heard, and then we got to get involved in the process of defining our issues. We know we got the habitual offender law out there that's holding, you know, so many people in prison. We have the issue with the youthful offenders, the Miller versus Alabama decision, and we have the situation with people who have been basically targeted and racially profiled under these drive-by shooting statutes, where the statute says that the crimes must be gang-related, and the vehicle must be an instrumentality in the crime. And a lot of times, they don't charge these guys with being in the gangs. They don't charge the offenses being gang-related, and they don't really define what that means to say the vehicle was used as an instrumentality. And in some cases, it wasn't even used as an instrumentality. Somebody be standing beside a car or something like that, and a shot fired from inside of a car, outside of a car. A person may walk up on a car and shoot someone in a car. And then these people are charged with capital offenses where they're facing life without parole or the death penalty, the law says that it has to also have a gang-related element, and that's not always the case. And so there's no telling how many hundreds of people, if not thousands of people, that are locked up under this crime, and most of them are black. And then on the other side, we've got information in cases, we got news reports and stuff like that, where we see, I can't call the lady's name, but she was in a vehicle, she fired a shot out the window, she was charged with road rage. And so those are just some of the discriminatory practices we're seeing, and how the law's being applied, and how it's being applied unevenly. And that's something that has to be addressed. The Alabama legislature filed what they called a joint house resolution. They filed that in the Philip Bondurant case because his mother was advocating the same issue that we're saying, that her son was not in a gang, his crime was not gang-related, the vehicle was not used as an instrumentality of the crime, but yet he was charged with a capital offense. And so the Alabama legislature, they heard her complaint, they heard her cry, and they issued a joint house resolution that said that when they passed that law, it was intended to address gang-related activity at the time when we started seeing drive-by shootings for the first time in the state. And they were saying that little kids and innocent victims were being, you know, hit with these bullets and whatnot. And so that's what the law was enacted to address. But that's not the way that it's being used. It's just simply, if you're in a vehicle and you fire a gun and someone is killed, you're charged with it. Or if you're outside of a vehicle and you fire a gun and someone on the inside is killed, you're charged with it. Or even in cases where, like, it says that if a child under the age of 14 is killed, then you're charged automatically with a capital offense. But like I said, that was the gang-related statute, and that was meant to address when guys were going by doing drive-by shootings, firing bullets, and little innocent kids were standing around and they were being killed, then that law says that you would be charged with a capital offense. And I'm not saying that if people do that, that they shouldn't be charged with a crime, but I'm saying that the statute that they're being charged is not the intent of the legislator when they...
We're having some technical difficulties. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, it dropped. Okay, hold on, it dropped.
Okay, yeah. It seems like we're both of us having some technical difficulties. But amongst some other issues that we're going to have to deal with is the issues dealing with the parole board and the fact that the Bureau of Parole and how they're unable or they're not following all the procedures that, for one thing, House Bill 380, the new House Bill 380, lays out, and they don't even have any specific procedure that they're following that is listed anywhere. They're pretty much doing their own thing. And that's a big issue, too, that has to be addressed along the line. I'm Brosan, are you back on the line?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry, brother. I had dropped it. So, but I was clued what I was saying. I just, you know, that's the issue. We talking about issues, but like I said, we have to figure out, you know, not only the issue but the solution. What we gonna do about that? And so I conclude with that. And I also want to give an opportunity for the Queen team to introduce themselves, for them to tell the people what the Queen team is all about. And tell us how they can be reached, what their contact information is, and what role they're serving in the movement, and, you know, how people can get involved and join the Queen team.
Okay, my name is Nikki. I'm one of the members of the FAM Queen team, and as far as our role and our support, we're here to support each of you, anything that you want pushed. You know, we push it however you want it done. We also provide support as far as doing protests and things of that nature out here. It would be the middle person to make sure that whatever it is that is requested on that end and agreed on, that that's what we do. Angara?
Okay.
Please, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, peace. Yeah,
as Nikki has stated, you know, we pretty much support the Inside on pushing issues that need to be addressed. I have went and did a couple of parole board hearings in which, you know, I like to stay plugged into the parole board in an effort to, number one, help get some of our people here out on the street to be able to support me. Hold on. I apologize. To be able to get them out here on these bricks and help actually help support the Inside and Outside. The parole board, since it's switch sides or switch people or however you want to look at it, I'm still trying to keep up with that because, like Rasan has stated earlier, there's no guidelines, there's no plan of how they want things to be done. So that's one of the things that I would like to continue to do is work on staying up with the parole board and how we can even push some of the issues about, you know, how they do their parole and how we can get things, you know, better established as far as parole is concerned. We definitely like to make sure that we stay on top of issues that are being pushed. And so we're open to any suggestions on things that you all would like to see, you know, be done on the outside that we can help push for the Inside. I'll yield to that.
Okay. And how can people contact y'all? What's some of your contact information?
Sure. I'll provide that information. They can contact the Fam Queen team at area code 334-245-0761. Or by email, fam@famqueenteam.com. Is that correct, Nikki? Because I know the last time I gave it,
that's
I think I missed. Okay. Okay.
All right. Yes. We appreciate it.
Could you repeat that, please, just in case somebody's trying to write it down?
Sure, and I'll repeat it slow enough just in case someone's trying to. I'll write it down. Our contact number for the Fam Queen team is 334-245-0761 or by email fam@famqueenteamaltogether.com.
Okay.
Well, all
right. Appreciate it, Anna. All right. And Brother Nine Divine, I know that pretty much, I think that most of your contact information is, I guess it would be using the Free Alabama Movement contact information, but can you, like, explain to the people who are listening what type of work Nine Divine is doing and give them a little background, especially for people who are on the inside that are interested in following Nine Divine, being a part of Nine Divine, or, you know.
Okay, so Nine Divine is a collection, is a group of prisoners, people who are within, behind the walls in Alabama prison system. And what we do is try to put aside whatever differences we might have, whatever kind of organizations we might be affiliated with, whether on the outside or on the inside. And we try to put our minds together and work together to try to overcome all the predicaments we're faced with in terms of the unjust judicial system, the decrepit conditions that we're forced to live under, and every other issue that we run into behind the walls in the Alabama Department of Corrections. Another big thing that we get together and try to do is to meet with and try to understand, for one, what all the outside organizations are doing on our behalf, which we're very thankful. And we also try to make sure that our actions and the things, the work that we do, and their actions and the work that they do are focused in the same direction, so that we're not overlapping one another, or so that we're not going in the opposite directions of one another. We are hopeful that the things that we need, that we really need, at the end of the day, are what will be reflected in the work that's done outside all the organizations that are helpful to us. And but
well, in addition,
what we are doing, what we're doing here today is really to try to hear from the public, and also to hear from other people who might be incarcerated, and to discuss some of these issues. You know, right now, in the Alabama Department of Corrections, in the event that COVID-19 has already attacked, there's no way that people are going to be able to keep from getting it. There are so many people on the inside now who are refocusing their energy and their efforts towards preparing for the time when they actually have the virus, as opposed to trying to take preventative methods from contracting the virus. That's because there is no way, almost no way possible, that one would be able to keep from contracting the virus if it does enter one of these dormitories. That's a real issue. And the public needs to be aware of it, because the reports that are being given by the Department of Corrections are different from what's actually going on the ground. And we would like to hear from guys on the inside who are on the line concerning what might be going on at whatever institutions they're currently at. And
are any callers, anyone on the line who wants to talk, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and the studio host, she's going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then once you come into the host group, she'll take your phone off mute, and then you'll be able to speak. So once again, all you have to do is press 1, the host will call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and she'll take your phone off mute, and then you'll be able to speak. So if you want to speak at this time, we're going to open up the floor to the people that are listening. Anyone who wants to speak, please press 1 on your phone. And Nikki, do we have to get... Say that again. Say it a little louder, please.
3749.
Okay, if the last 4 digits of your phone number are 3749, you're now in the host queue. Go ahead and speak.
Everybody want to be the king of the house.
We can hear you. Go ahead. 3749. Go ahead.
Do you want to move on?
Make sure your phone is not
8438.
Okay, 8438.
8438. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, we can hear you clearly, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I am calling in response to the message I got from OB. OB, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I lie on this. You know who this is. This is Jamaica.
Yes, sir.
Greetings. Greetings, comrade. Jamaica.
Yes,
so yes, I'm grateful to be a part of this. Hello? Can you hear me clearly? Okay, great. I have thrown myself into prison ministry here. I am right now the director, program director and research of Start of a New Day. It's a ministry here in Atlanta, Georgia, so I'm calling from Atlanta. However, you know, OB, that I'm standing back to back, shoulder to shoulder with you. And we are in process now of working legislatively with ex-cons of Atlanta, the Ex-Offender Network, and, of course, Start of a New Day. So what I want you to know that whatever we can do to work together, like you said earlier, it's important for us to put our minds together so that you can have public input from people who have already been on the inside in the Alabama correction system and in other systems wherever they are in these United States, especially now in this climate. We need to know what's going on inside so that we can accurately report and be on the same page. There is also something of interest I wanted to put on the table in order for there to be relief for those who are coming up for parole. There is a team working on special app right now so that men could the system is looking at it. If you go to myalibiapp.com, you will find that this app right here would alleviate the system from having to use ankle monitors, which I know is outmoded in Alabama, and we'll be able to facilitate you in that specific way. So I just want you to know that there are those of us who are not just listening in, but who are fighting with you back to back, side to side, and that as you do and continue to do what you do, be encouraged. And with that, we'll pass it on. OB, stay up. God bless. Never stress.
Okay. We still have 3749.
Okay, 3749. You're still in the host queue. If you still want to speak, we'd like to hear from you. If not, we'll move you out of the queue and we'll go on to another call. Do we have another caller? Anyone else trying to come in? Or is 3749 in?
It's just 3749 right now.
Okay. All right. Well, you can remove that 3749 out so that we give other people opportunity to come in. But we appreciate the caller calling in, giving us some insight into what they're doing over in Atlanta, Georgia. We work with some brothers out of Atlanta, Georgia, in the Georgia Department of Corrections. And so we're very familiar with them. We're familiar with the issues over there. We're familiar with the conditions over there. Our networks.
The brother who spoke just got out last year from the Alabama Department of Corrections after serving a number of years here. And he has not forgotten what he went through. And even though he's been out now for about a year, he's got involved with ministry, prison ministry. And so it would be good to keep contact with him.
Peace, if I could possibly get the information of the brother that's here in Atlanta, since I'm here too, and maybe him and I can link up and get, you know, I'd like to know more about that app. This is Queen Dara, if he's still listening. I didn't catch his name.
Okay, we'll get it to you after the show, Queen Dara.
Okay, that'd be great. I don't know if he's still listening, but, you know, yeah, I'd like to get the information, you know, and exchange numbers with him and get some information on that app and how I can get some information and get together with him since we're in the same city. That would be great.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's now 6:30. I guess we'll go to a music break if anybody needs to take care of something real quick. Nikki, you can take us out with a music break. I guess we'll let a song or so play give people time to take care of. They need to take care of something right quick, and then we'll come back. It's not going to be a long show tonight. Break, and we'll be back on the other side of the break. About, you know, our second broadcast of the People's Platform back. We appreciate you joining People's Platform, Free Alabama Movement's Blog Talk Radio Show.
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in their back than fire back. Tired of that, corporations hiring black. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. It's documented, I'm in it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding it once, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now. Many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
Yeah, I've been blackmailed. Then a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respect.
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in their back than fire back. Tired of that, corporations hiring black. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. It's documented, I'm in it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding it once, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now. Many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
Yeah, I've been blackmailed. Then a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respect.
Okay, so we're back once again. Other side of the break, getting ready to close out. So, we had some conversation out of Atlanta talking about an organization that's doing work over there. We're also talking about these issues in the Alabama prison system with the COVID-19. We've heard from Sam's Queen team. They've put their contact information out. We encourage people to reach out to them. One is incarcerated in the Alabama Department of Corrections or any other place. We're looking to hear from you because we're trying to rebuild our coalition and address these issues that are impacting people's lives inside of these prison systems. Particularly in Alabama, they have legislation up right now talking about the habitual offender law, starting another joint legislative oversight committee. Senator Cam Ward also has a bill dealing with education credits. And we're trying to make sure that everyone who has issues, family members, if you have habitual offender sentence, life without parole sentence, capital sentence, trying to get all those issues put before the legislature does not take up those issues. We're also trying to hold these people accountable. Someone needs to mute their phone, please. Okay. And, yeah, so we're going to try to make sure we're doing our part to get our issues heard because it's not the responsibility of other people to free us. And it's unrealistic to expect for the people that pass the laws to put you in prison. And you don't have to do anything. Email. And that's what.
it's just like we're having some technical difficulties. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. His line dropped.
His line is doing real bad. Besides that, Slam Queen team, would like to hear more from you guys. Can you share with us a little more, because I'm quite sure some of them on the line might be a little bit curious about more about you guys and more about the work that you guys do.
Okay, sure. We've been working with Free Alabama Movement I have since 2015. I'll let Queen Dart, tell you her time. We participated in protests. We attended parole hearings. We researched the House bills and the laws that are going into place. We're really the middleman for what happens in there, what goes on out here. We provide resources as far as the information that we come into contact with through the page, the Fam Queen team page, just things of that nature. When you talked about activism, though, it does require being active. So it's not something that we can just talk about and nothing be done or no action taken. And that's really important to know as well. And I yield with that.
Peace. This is Queen Dara. I've been involved with the Free Alabama Movement, I want to say, about the same time, 2014-2015. And as Nikki stated, we are active in protesting. We also, when it comes down to certain situations, crisis situations for those who are on the inside, we have done phone zaps in an effort to put pressure on the administration and DOC to, show some type of relief or whatnot for the person that they are severely oppressing. Our goal is to expand. Number one, expand. We need some numbers to help push some of the things. That's truly our goal. It's why we're asking for people to reach out to us so that we can connect with like minds who have the energy. And like Nikki said, this is activism, which means you're going to be required to be active. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to show up at the prisons, during the protests, which would definitely help because the numbers mean a lot to the inside. It also shows solidarity and shows that we refuse to let up. However, we definitely could use some extra hands with boots on the ground because it does take a lot of work to do activism. Nikki and myself, we've been a team for quite some time, but we definitely could use some help because it can be overwhelming. It can be something as simple as, being part of the phone zap, you're constantly, calling in, inquiring about a specific person or group of people that are in a crisis within the ADOC. It can be something as simple as, making flyers. What we do need is people to come to us. And, even bring ideas. We're open to ideas. We're open to, it's just not, us issuing out, this is what we want you to do. This is what we need you to do. We would like to hear from you and give us ideas also, or, because there's so many issues that can be attacked that, there might be something that we're missing. There might be something we're unaware of. So we're asking, for help, family members, it doesn't matter who they are, where they come from. We just need their energy. We just need their willingness to participate. We need those who are very serious about what we do because we're very serious about what we do. Like I said, it does require some time and effort. And, we do have a level of flexibility. It's not like we're going to, have someone working from sun up to sundown because we do respect that people do have families that they can get into.
but we're looking to see about, you know, having more people come in and get involved. And also networking with other organizations, you know, as it relates to issues, you know, that we can all do collectively in Alabama or on a nationwide level. You know, if there's any other organizations that by chance are online, you know, we're willing to work with other organizations and form coalitions to represent the state of Alabama on a state level and a national level. So please, you know, reach out. Nikki, just inform me we do have a caller. Go ahead, Nikki. We'll see you 4 digits.
8144.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Boy,
yes. Okay, this Wise speaking.
Hey, what's up with your brother Wise? I was wondering where you was at, if we was going to hear from you, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I just came in a little late.
Okay. Well,
yeah, we appreciate y'all help, Queen Dora from the Queen team. And it is just one idea I was just thinking about. It. Maybe it's just, you know, an idea that, you know, I know we looking for some of the loved ones to, you know, so a lot of people love ones to pitch in and help. But I was just also just like, you know, you have those in the inside too who don't have, you know, cell phones or access to the internet or things like that, to the studies or some of the articles that are pushed out, even some of the bills that have been passed. And like, you know, they came out with the High Bill 380 bill, but it ain't nothing been flowing around the pretty system so guys could read it and know what actually going on. Because, you know, we look at the ratio of guys who actually have phones or who actually up with it, you know, it's a very small number to compare to those that who would affect. So I was trying to see if there's any type of network system we could start to be able to push out their information so they could be able to read it, or they could be able to see it with their own two eyes, you know, things of that nature right there.
Yeah, we can do that. It's already an organization that has assisted with that. We can talk about that offline, and I can make sure we transfer that information to you, you know. And that's something that definitely has to happen. We got several copies of the bills floating around here, and people got to be informed, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, we got to emphasize to these guys, man, that ain't nobody else going to do it for us, you know, and we don't want them to fall into that mindset. And then when those things don't happen like that, guys got to be understanding that we still got to take actions too, you know. So, yeah, we can definitely get on top of that. Give us an update on what's been going on, some of the things you've been aware of inside of the prison system over the last several years. Just tell the people, you know, what you've been experiencing, what you've been seeing, and why it's important for people to get involved, to get behind these bills, and to become more knowledgeable.
Yeah, you know, some of the things I have experienced is that, you know, I look at the incident behind the whole 380 bill incident, you know what I'm saying, on how they took one case, you know, and you know, it should have been more people on that situation because, you know, you made a whole bill behind an individual that have not been found guilty, you know. What if he go and get, you know, found innocent? You know, he beat the case. Jermaine O'Neal Spencer beat the case, you know. You done made a whole bill and affected thousands of individuals on the bill of an individual that have been not found guilty yet, you know. So, you know, I just look at that right there and that we have to continue to push on the fight to, you know, be more confronting the individual who making these laws or making these rules off, you know, assumption and allegation that people haven't even been found guilty yet, even like this new, you know, bond bill that they trying to pass, you know, with individuals that, you know, catch certain felony charges, they don't get out bond, you know. What about the individuals that have been out on bond and never have caught a charge? You know, you take one case, one incident, and you drag it along like it's a bunch of incidents, even with the bill that they trying to pass with the ankle braces, you know. They are already killing us at work release, getting half of the check. You know, who gonna pay for that? You know, so they always trying to find ways to make money out of one incident. And, you know, it got to be a time where we got to intervene and be like, hold on, y'all ain't just going to keep going on with this because you saying one person, you know, had a murder charge, escaped from a work release. You know, you have more nonviolent individuals going out there escaping and catching no felony charge than that work release. If you go, you know, put ankle bracelet on the nonviolent, you got more nonviolent going out on bun, catching violent crimes. If you go talking about taking a bun, you know, so they got a known history of trying to take one incident, one case, and try to make a whole bun to a whole bill to affect thousands of people. And that, you know, it got to come to an end with that.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, and you're talking about the Jimmy Lee Spencer case. That was the guy that had got out on parole. He's been accused of a capital murder crime. And also, another interesting thing about that case, that guy got out on parole and caught that crime. And the state of Alabama settled a $1 million lawsuit with the families of the people who were killed. And it's so many people out there. You know, what makes that family so special? What makes the state go in there and settle for over $1 million in taxpayer money about one incident? Look at all the other people, you know what I'm saying, who if that's the standard, then there's a lot of more people out there that's entitled to compensation. The state shouldn't be allowed to pick and choose which cases they're going to profile and which cases they're going to change laws on and which families they're going to compensate.
Yeah, and that's an issue that got swept on the rug too. That I feel as if that, you know, we had to collect the whole could put that narrative out there. You know, what about the other thousands of families of victims' families that had got, you know, a person was out on parole and they got victimized. You know, they either got raped or murder or robbed or whatever the case may be, and they ain't get compensated. You know, and but we have to look at that where it happened. It happened right there in Gunnersville. That was
right.
Steve Marshall Prom, you know. So, you know, then they said it's by law. So, you know, what the rest of the money that's the parole board? You got million more dollars you need to be kicking out then. If that's the case, you know, they feel as if they could do what they want, man. And it's a time that it must, you know, enough is enough.
Yeah. And if anybody's listening and you have any knowledge of that law, we haven't had a chance to research. That's something I think definitely needs to put some more research in because, you know, what is the statute that authorizes it? You know, what is the law that's on the book? And how many other people out there that are not aware, you know, if it's a state law, then apply it equally. That's all we're saying. We're not saying that, you know, we ain't passing no judgment on the law either way. But what we're saying is, shit, it's some of us. It's people that's with prior felony convictions. They've been victims of crime. You know, where they compensation at? You know, just it can't be just picks and chooses. You know, and like he was talking about with the bail reform and all that with Anaya, they always strike when the iron hot. They strike when the emotions are still high. They can't wait until after the case is over because, like you said, if the person is found not guilty, then they don't have a leg to stand on and say, well, we need to change the law. So they get it in the middle where the uncertainty is still there, where the accusation is still there, and they play off those emotions. But the accusations don't always turn out to be true. You know what I'm saying? So those are things that need to be factored into these decisions. But, yeah, we appreciate you coming on, Brother Wise, bringing that issue up. That's a very important issue.
True. You know, and it's something else I like to say, like, you know, like learning, you know, let's just take a time out to, like, that recently I went to DOC website and just go look at the rules and regulations, you know. Because, you know, when we dealing with the people that we dealing with, to be able to beat them in their game, we have to know the rules of the game. You know, like you were just stressing the point about learning about the statute, but what statute was established, be able to establish them to give compensation to a victim family that had been victimized by a parolee. You know, what statute was that? What they fall upon? Like the lawsuit going on right now about Jefferson Dunn ain't even qualified to be a correctional commissioner, you know, within the DOC, and this y'all own laws that y'all have, you know. I even really did a little research on the, you know,
I know exactly what
they gave him
an award, the year award, national commissioner.
Yeah. But now if you look at the organization that gave him an award, who are all their sponsors is, who they donors, you know. It is the same private corporation that Alabama have contracts with, from the health care, from you know, they invest into the private prison industry, you know. So when we look that, like, damn, how come this same organization right here, they get this man this award for you saying that he did a great job with the Alabama prison system? Well, you know, what the stats on that?
Yeah.
You know, and when he became commissioner, the prison system got worse.
It's the word. It turned into the worst in the nation. It turned into the most violent, the most deadly, the most suicides. They got the most class action lawsuits. The worst mental health care. The worst health care. You know, on and on and on and on. And now he's confronted with another crisis, and you know he's fumbling the ball again. So we know it's all about the money. But man, that's an excellent point. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, and that's something else we have to do, man. If we can, you know, it ain't no stress, but anyone on the call that could, any type of way, we have to track the money, because it's always money involved. Where the money going, you know? When I first come to prison, you know, they weren't running the snack line like that. They weren't running the store like that. It used to be once a week.
Hold on. So you saying that, but we haven't even talked about that, and they running it every day. Here, so is that what they're doing?
Twice
you
a day. They run it twice a day at certain prisons now. Even sometimes three a day at certain prisons. So you know, I'm looking at that like you could catch stole now in the regular store three times a week. It used to be one time a week. You could catch three times a week.
And,
so you know, it's like what you doing
with
the money?
Yeah,
you know?
And what that's a sign of? They broke.
Yeah, you know. So it's like, where the money going? Where the trace of the money? Who invested it? You know.
Yep.
You know who benefited from it? You know what? And it's some. I got a feeling that it's some trickery going on. But we just had to trace the money, man. And that's the only way you could get their knowledge is through the money.
Okay. Well, we up against the clock, man. I guess we're gonna turn it over to Brother OB so he can close us out, man. It's that time.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, everybody. Coming today. Before that, real quickly, was there anybody else? Was there anybody else waiting? Have their hands raised?
No, there were no other callers.
Okay. So, I thank you all very much for calling in today. As usual, it has been a pleasure, and we look forward to the next meeting. I'd like, again, right before we go out, to give a special thanks to the Queen team for being here with us and their support, for one, and then for being here with us today on the show. And hopefully we'll be together again on another show sometime soon. And I'd also like to encourage anybody who is on the line right now to call in. On Thursday, the Free Alabama Movement is going to be having a show at 7 o'clock Thursday evening. So please be sure to tune in for that as well. And we'll keep you posted through the same methods that we got the word out today. Other than that, any last final remarks from the Queen team?
Yes, this is Queen Dara. I just want to, you know, to shout out to all of those that are on the line, you know, that, you know, we stand with you all in solidarity, me and Nikki. We always have and always will. I know with this coronavirus going on, you all cannot take precautions. As we can out here in the free world, but we ask that you do your best and that we are keeping you all in prayer and meditation. If anything develops that we need to press, you know, on or put, you know, kind of just, you know, run the reel on as it relates to this coronavirus, because it's getting serious out here. And, you know, if it's something you all need to reach out to us about, that is, you know, that has an effect on you all as far as this virus is concerned, please let us know. I noticed, you know, that, you know, you all are falling short on the short end of the stick as it relates to that. But, you know, if there's a cry for help that we can answer, please give us a call. Once again, I'll just, you know, shout out our number, 334-245-0761, or by email, fam@famqueenteam.com. Nikki, would you like to say anything?
No, I just want to reiterate that we stand with you all in solidarity, and we're here to support in any way that we can. If there are any issues that we can address as far as the coronavirus or any thing that's discussed amongst you that you agree on to push, just let us know.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, thank you very much. Rosan, any final remarks? Yes, Rosan, I built the line. Well, with that, thank you again very much, and hopefully we will be meeting again sometime soon. With that, we'll pass, and everybody, please take care. You guys on the outside, things out there are just as bad as they are for us in here, so be mindful out there, be careful, and you're in our hearts as well. Again, we thank you.
Peace out.
Peace out.